Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, April 9th as we welcome a guest reader to the podcast. Today, Laura Beth Winder will be reading for us. Thank you, Laura Beth, for joining us. And after she reads, we will have a time where she and I can talk together about things of faith.
Revelation chapter 12. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them into the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who would rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled into the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in the heavens say, "Now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil was gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the 2 wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then, from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obeyed God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Please turn with me to Psalms 119, verses 89 through 104. "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are willing to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than my elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Now let's turn to Micah chapter 6. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead your case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people remember what Balak, king of Moab, counseled and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Listen, the Lord is calling to the city, and to fear your name is wisdom. Heed the rod and the one who appointed it. Am I still to forget, O wicked house, your ill-gotten treasures, and the short ephah, which is accursed? Shall I acquit a man with dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? Her rich men are violent, her people are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Therefore, I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins. You will eat, but not be satisfied. Your stomach will still be empty. You will store up, but save nothing, because what you save, I will give to the sword. You will plant, but not harvest. You will press olives, but not use the oil on yourselves. You will crush grapes, but do not drink the wine. You have observed the statues of Omri and all the practices of Ahab's house, and you have followed their traditions. Therefore, I will give you over to ruin and your people to derision. You will bear the scorn of the nations.
Thank you so much, Laura Beth, for joining us for the podcast today. We want to hear a little bit about you personally and then a little about your family.
I'm Laura Beth, and I am married to Ben Winder, who is the student minister here at Mountain Brook Baptist. I am mom to Levi, and we moved here about three and a half years ago.
Now, you guys moved here from Tennessee, but did you grow up in Tennessee?
I did not. I was born in Wisconsin. And then when I was two, my parents moved to a small town in Ohio, and my childhood was there. And then in high school, we started moving again. And so I lived in Salt Lake City, Utah for 18 months and Shreveport, Louisiana for the last 2 years of high school. So, and then my parents moved again to Virginia, and I decided to go to college in Tennessee. So I went to Lee University.
Now, I thought it was kind of ironic as we were reading through Revelation today that you were reading about a pregnant woman. And I noticed that you are pregnant and expecting a bundle of joy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are expecting a baby boy, and he is supposed to arrive at the end of June. And I've just been so thankful to be able to carry this baby and to be excited for his arrival.
Laura Beth, I know you to be a person of deep faith. Would you tell us a little bit about how you came to faith and what sustained you in faith?
So I came to know the Lord at a very young age. My parents and I joke that I was saved on Halloween night when I was about 5 or 6 years old. What used to be kind of like our trunk or treat, they called it Hallelujah Nights. And so we were watching a movie called Gospel Bill, which I think you can find on Right Now Media. So, you know, you can go check that out. But we watched Gospel Bill, and I just kind of knew that I knew that Jesus was real and that he loved me and that it mattered and that he mattered in my life. And I'm very thankful for my parents who walked with me and waited a few years and really took their time to talk about what it means to really live for Christ before we made my profession of faith in baptism, because I felt like when I made that profession of faith, I knew with every ounce of my being what that meant for me, that my life would look different than what culture tells me. And so I'm very thankful for the guidance of my parents that they gave me through that time. And then when I was a junior or senior in high school, I went through a very deep, dark time of doubt with my faith. I had my parents and people around me who were okay with my questions, and that even through my big questions, they didn't give me nice little answers, and they allowed me to sit and wrestle with God a little bit in my questions and guided me in love and really helped me. And through that, I really feel that I was able to make my relationship with Jesus my own, because I was able to know Jesus more because people in my life helped me in my doubt to know him better.
Now, as we were reading the scripture, we talked about the fact that Micah chapter 6 holds one of your favorite verses. Tell us what that verse is and why it means a lot to you.
I love the verse that really talks about to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And I just feel that God is a God who is just, but he is also just full of mercy for us, and that he demands us to be obedient. But when we fall short, we walk in the grace and mercy of his son, Jesus. And so I just feel like that is just such a crutch of understanding who God's character is that he demands and he's jealous for us, but he knows that we are not perfect. And so our goal then is to find that humility and to walk in the humility. And that is, I think I'm going to try to figure out the rest of my life what that looks like, but I'm on that journey.
Laura Beth, we have loved getting to know you. It would be a great privilege for us if you would end our time together in prayer.
Would you pray with me? God, we are so thankful for who you are and being able to read your word. And even when we don't understand it, and with our human understanding, God, we trust that your spirit is working in us. And God, I just pray that as we read your word and continue to seek out the truth of what you have for us to know, God, I pray that we would be humbled by your spirit to know exactly what you have called us to do. God, may we be light to the world. May we be strength to the broken who are seeking wholeness. And God, may you call us ever close so that we can find the justice that you are bringing to the world and be and help be the mercy and bring the mercy to those who are in desperate need of it. And God, that we would get up and walk towards you with humble hearts. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.